Eric Winston kind of had an interesting comment, I thought, earlier in the week. He said he needs to, the offensive line felt like they needed to give you a reason to call more running plays. Is that good to hear out of your offensive line, kind of prideful they want to run the football?
Yeah, I think we like to run the football here. Sometimes situation dictates that you don't run the football as much, but we like to throw it, we like to pass it. It's good that those guys they want to get after it up front, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
It sounded like negative plays was kind of a buzzword as well. What are you trying to do to kind of offset those?
Yeah, I think negative plays occur for a variety of reasons. Sometimes you have a guy shoot the gap in the running game, or maybe the read's not exactly the right way, or maybe the play's just not good against that particular deal. So staying on track and keeping ourselves in good situations, so when you get to a third down or you get some positive plays, that's always helpful.
How many times has Jamal got to touch the ball, whether it's running, receiving? I mean, 5-6 times certainly isn't what you want.
Whenever anybody is called upon to get the ball in their hands, whoever that may be, whether it's Bowe or Baldwin or JC or Peyton, whoever that is, we just expect them to do the best what they can with it.
Well, what do you need out of Jamal this week? I mean,
yeah, no, I don't want to put Jamal into his own little category. I think that whether it's Jamal or Peyton or myself or Matt or the offensive line, whoever it may be, we just need to all do our job as good as we can possibly do it.
As a game plan offense, do you, when it's all put together and you're going to the game on Sunday, do you know in your head, okay, this isn't going to be a big day for X, this is going to be a big day for Y, but, or is it controlled by what the defense responds to?
Well, I think that you have to formation things for particular players and to put them into different spots throughout the game. There might be, different teams do different things. One team it might just play a few different coverages where you can kind of anticipate certain things. And, like a team like the Saints this week, they play, when you break down the tape, you have numbers for coverages, cover one, cover two, cover three. They have all of the numbers accounted for in the breakdowns, and then you have specific tags for the coverages, and you pretty much have all those tags accounted for too. So in a game like that, you have to really focus on your scheme and your players and make sure that you take the fundamentals and the techniques that you've done the last couple months and be able to apply them in that situation.
They're scoring points. I mean, you prepared for a track meet? I mean, do you think you've got what it takes to be able to?
We have to do our job, whatever that may be, whether it's run it, throw it. Yards and get yards with the football is great. We have to make sure that when we have the opportunity to capitalize and score those points, that we have to do that.
Do you ever look at that? You're facing on the other side a high-powered offense. Does that factor into what you're trying to do? Or?
Well, for offense, we just have to do, let's see how I can put this for you. Our job is to make sure that we score as many points as possible, and how the game goes and how Rack sees the game fitting, that all kind of plays in together.
How have you seen Bo over the first couple weeks as how he's played?
Yeah, Dwayne, he's come in, he's worked hard. I think that he's in there early in the morning with Nick every day, continues to be there every day. He's done a nice job of picking the information up. We threw him a lot of balls last week. He's been productive for us, and we're counting on him.
Breeze is a fine quarterback. He got a great group of receivers. They've been together now for 4 or 5 years, and so we're going to do a lot of things, and hopefully we get a good pass rush in the corners and safeties play aggressive.
You're familiar with these guys. You went toe-to-toe with them twice a year for a few years.
It's a tough fit every time we play them. They're a very good football team offensively, and hopefully we'll rise to the task.
I feel like it's kind of almost like a division opponent for you.
Not necessarily. I don't take it personal, but Breeze and his group is a great group, and he's getting us in shape to play San Diego, who is also a good group of receivers, Denver, who's in our conference, and Oakland, so it's a good test for us.
When he's on the field, what makes Breeze tick? What is he especially good at?
He's hard to fool. He's hard to rush. He can move in the pocket. He's not a scrambler, but he knows how to buy time in the pocket. You can have the receivers covered, and his ball placement is so unique that he gets the receivers open when they're not open.
They struggled a little bit. Is that just an example of he missed their entire offseason uh, that no matter how long you guys have been together,
and watching the tape, I know they've lost too, but that offense is not struggling. They've scored 30-plus points in every game, so we got our work cut out for us.
The buzzword from a lot of the defensive players this week seems to be communication. What has broke down, and how can it get better quick?
Well, you know, we're a defense that's been together now for 3 or 4 years, and the communication is very important to us. We lost Kendrick, who's our real leader back there, but we just haven't been playing well. We need to play better, change our looks up, and be more competitive.
A couple more guys.
When you said this has been together, so would it be a surprise that communication would be lacking with the defense has been together this long?
I don't care if you're together 10 years. You put a lot of audibles in your defense, and that's the main ingredient is communication and running to the football. And this week, we got to run to the football, we got to swarm the football, and we got to compete.